My name is Scott Madsen. I'm an elder here at the church next door. In fact, I'm the chief elder. I'm also the only elder. But Scott asked me to share a little bit tonight. Tonight's all about worship. It's the fifth Sunday of the month. It happens four times a year, and the church next door is going to reserve that Sunday just to worship God and to praise Him through song. And as I think about worship, I think many different facets, and this part of praising God pleases Him, to see His children worshiping Him. It brings Him great glory. But it's a very small facet of worship. In Romans 12, chapter 2, Paul relates our spiritual act of worship to more than just singing His praises. But he says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." A lot of you are mouthing that verse because you're so familiar with it. What does it mean not to be conformed to the pattern of this world? Well, to me, it means not chasing after the things of the world. It means not acting like everyone else who has no hope in their life. It means that we don't chase after that bigger house, that new car, that better job, whatever it is that keeps us from putting our hope fully and faithfully in Christ and His return. Jesus talks about His coming kingdom. In fact, in the New Testament and the Old Testament, that seems to be the theme throughout the whole Bible, that God's kingdom is coming. Jesus is going to be setting up a kingdom here, a physical kingdom here on earth. It's called the millennial reign of Christ, where Jesus will reign supremely. He'll put an end to all our pain and suffering. And those who are faithful, those who are believers, and not only are believers, but are believers that are faithful, will have a greater participation. There will be joint rulers in that coming kingdom. We'll have a greater responsibility of administration in this kingdom. And that should be our hope. Our hope shouldn't be in setting up a kingdom here where we create that little perfect family and that perfect life. This is just a small step in history. This is just a small piece of God's bigger picture. He gives us the privilege, and He gives us a powerful responsibility to be about building His kingdom. And we build His kingdom by making disciples, by helping people to understand God's bigger picture. Scott asked me to share a verse. This morning I wasn't sure what I was going to share, but I thought of my favorite verse, and it's from Mark. It's my favorite verse, not because I particularly like it, but because it cuts to my soul. It cuts straight to my heart, and it's the parable of the soils. Many of you are familiar with it. It's a parable that Jesus told to His disciples, in which He likens the believer's heart to different types of soil. And the type of soil that often I find myself in is the third soil. And the parable goes like this. He says that the word of God is planted in the soil, and the plant springs up. But with the plant comes weeds, and it chokes the plant and makes it unfruitful. Later, He explains that parable to His disciples, and He says, that soil that I was talking about that grew up, those are believers. You know, those are you. Those are Christians. But sometimes these weeds come in, and they choke the word, and they make it unfruitful. And he says that the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desire for other things will choke that word. And so often that cuts me, because that is where I'm at. The desire for other things chokes that word. Desire for my reputation, desire to be comfortable, desire for short-lived pleasure will choke our spiritual vitality and make us unfruitful. Paul was keenly aware of this. He wrote about this a lot. He even saw this in his own life. He likened his spiritual journey as that as being a soldier in an army, which Christ is our chief commander, a soldier in which there's a war raging around us. And I exhort you to see yourself as a Christian soldier in this war that we're in, this war of souls, this war to not be conformed by the power of this world, not be conformed into the pattern that we see unbelievers and unfortunately believers living like. In 2 Timothy 2:2, he says that we are to endure hardship like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And then he goes on and says, no one who serves as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. Those civilian affairs are the pattern of this world. It's anything that takes the place of the hope of God's coming kingdom and robs us of that privilege of reigning and ruling with Him during that millennial kingdom, and gets us diverted. So we go after the trinkets and the tinsel of this world instead of the greater things that God has planned for each one of us, participating in God's plan where we are able to build His kingdom for Him. I wanted to share a prayer that I came across from A.W. Tozer that probably more eloquently describes this than I ever could. So I want you to join me in this prayer. And then if anyone else wants to come up and share maybe a passage of scripture that really speaks to them in their life, their favorite scripture, or something that God's been working for in their hearts, come up and exhort us. We are the body of Christ, and we need to exhort one another if we're going to stay faithful. Father, I want to know thee, but my coward heart fears to give up its toys. I cannot part with them without inward bleeding, and I do not try to hide from thee the terror of the parting. I come trembling, but I do come. Please root from my heart all things that which I have cherished so long, and which have become a very part of my living self, so thou mayest enter and dwell there without a rival. Then thou shalt make the place of thy feet glorious. Then shall my heart have no need of the sun to shine in it, for thyself will be the light of it, and there shall be no night there. In Jesus' name, amen.